with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is 12:01 in the Bay Area.
What you having for lunch?
I don't eat during the show.
Don't talk to the fans.
That's stupid. Don't say that again.
Well, at 12 o'clock, we always open up the phone lines for our lunch special.
Yep.
And the bottom line is, you know how lunch places have a special? Well, you're the special. You can tell us what you want to talk about.
Go.
It's the lunch special
with
Big D at the hospital. What are we having today for lunch, Big D?
Give me some salami, baby. Big D. He always called from the hospital.
Right.
Spadoni knew it before I could even get it out.
Man, we're building. We're building. What's it called? Building a segment out of it.
I thought you meant bully.
No, that was Hugh. Don't tell me that was Hugh Jackson.
Oh boy.
You know what's funny? Is I use that to this day. It's about anything but a football team, but I just think it's funny.
Uh-oh,
we're building
man.
A bully. They were 7-7 at the time. But they had 1-2 in a row, something like that. One of the things I like to point out are incongruities. You know, I don't like when you say one thing, but then you say something that doesn't quite back it up. Some would say, Steiny, that's how you have a show. Nevertheless, Goo, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, baby.
So, I said to you, we were joking. You were about Curry playing in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Steiny, I don't like it. I don't like it. Okay.
So kind of was real.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. And then the people who say, well, Goo, relax. Relax. He's not going to play much. I mean, he's going to win the Oh, really? See, that's where I think it has changed. This ain't the dream team anymore.
Wow.
Larry Bird doesn't get to lay on his back or on his stomach and not play. The world has gotten better. There's no such thing as, the Olympic team's just going to go over to Paris and lay on the beach and not practice and just kick it and they're going to win a gold. No, they're not. They're not going to win a gold unless they take it very seriously.
And you just went over the Canada team with me. I was like, holy hell.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying, oh, boy, the Warriors are hosed next year. But I do think, and I'm not saying that, if you play in the Olympics, you're going to have a terrible year. But I am saying, like, don't think for a minute that Curry gets to go to Paris and isn't going to be mentally into it, physically into it. Like, he's going to be playing real basketball as hard as he can.
See, wow, man. I believe that. Like, that's when you get hurt messing around.
Like, the days of... we'll go over there and pass the ball around and get guys shots, and we're still going to win 114-60. No.
But Fitz, as great as he was, he wasn't even – he didn't say it, and we don't even know if he would. But he didn't even – he didn't like one iota think about Curry and the mileage this would next year. And that's just where I'm at. Because he did – I hope we get a chance to talk to him before next season's tally. But can anybody argue – something changed with Steph where he tired in the second half. And maybe because he had to carry more of a load.
Of course.
Like, I'm willing to – I don't think I would – I have said that years past. Like, I just – man.
Yeah, he didn't have a good second half for Steph Curry. For Steph Curry, if Steph Curry next year is the player he was in the second half of this past year – then they are done, aren't they? I know it sounds harsh.
Yeah, but that's not ideal. And I don't expect that to happen.
Yeah. You expect him... When's Steph's birthday? In March?
I think he just...
Like March, let's say March 20th?
Yeah, March 14th. Yeah.
Well, he's such a great... Like, is there a chance on March... What is it, March 14th?
Yeah.
Pi Day. Yeah.
He's a Pisces.
Okay. Maybe on March 14th, instead of turning 37, Goo, he'll turn 35. And then the year after, he'll turn 34. Yeah, that doesn't happen. So I'd be worried about Steph and how this year goes. That's all I'm saying.
We'll see. And the Olympics start, we just had them on when? Because now I'm getting fired
July,
up.
July.
And Clay will not be on the Bahamas July. Team, right? Is that a thing?
He's not expected to play. But he's working out in Houston, talking to Ime Udoka.
Where'd you see that?
I made the second part up. Oh. He is in Houston, though. He's in Houston training with the Bahamian national basketball team.
Yeah, we heard that
yesterday. I'll tell you what.
If you want to ask me about some hoops, we'll do it after you take the call.
Okay, Big Smooth will get us started. Yeah. What's up, Big Smooth in Oakland? How you doing, my man?
Great. But, Steiny, real quick, when was the last time you were not worried about something? But that wasn't my point. Here's the deal. Milwaukee Bucks, to me, made it extremely easier for the Boston Celtics to win a chip.
Wow, man.
Case in point, you just gave a lockdown guard to the team in your same division, and now they created the best defensive backcourt, 8-11 rebounds by the guard position, and Milwaukee opted for the shiny, glittery candy of Dame Lillard tossing threes in from the half court. And there you go. Whoever the GM is for the Milwaukee Bucks, instead of standing pat, you try to get cute, you need to go ahead and fire yourself on that one. That's all I got, guys. Man. Have a great lunch.
Who can argue that, Steiny?
Nobody.
But Dame Lillard told Doc Rivers he didn't work out at all last summer.
All I know.
But even if he did, you're not Drew Holiday on both ends of the floor. Why would they do that to a team
Giannis
that was in their way?
Because Giannis said they wanted it. Giannis got it done. You can't. I mean, we can't sit here and say Steph Curry, is part of the reason Draymond's here and this,
man.
That. Without, I mean, if Giannis didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't have happened. But he wanted it to happen.
I remember the Lakers, what was it, 80, 81, getting Bob McAdoo. It was like, did they really need him? But he just put him over the top. And I'm looking at Drew Holiday made Kyrie Irving look human, Steiny. I don't know if that series plays out. He was so ineffective and was not, as soon as the ball was tipped, you could just tell Drew, because you've always loved his deal. We all have. He's up, and he could score if you need him to. Okay. Like, what were they, Milwaukee, thinking?
Austin said they opted for the shiny, bright object.
Man. Oh,
Drew Holiday's a Hall of Famer.
There's no doubt about it.
Well, I bet you people would fight me on it.
Well.
I mean, here's the joke.
We're laughing.
If Andre Iguodala is a Hall of Fame player, Drew Holiday, don't even vote on him. Yeah. He's in.
Right. And it's still going. No doubt about it.
I mean,
that's impressive, man.
I think you could say the same thing about Draymond Green.
Well, he's got that same type of impact.
If Draymond Green's a Hall of Famer, Drew Holiday's a Hall of Famer.
You ain't got
period.
Man.
Period.
Mm-hmm. They're set up nice.
They are right now. But hey, you know what? Warriors are going to be one of eight teams you can throw a dart at, and they could win it next year.
If Draymond Green's available.
Yeah, okay.
More
that's
of them.
That's what Bob Fitzgerald said.
Yep.
Right here on 95.7 The Game. So, you know what? I love talking to Fitz, but here's the problem. He emboldens Guru.
In what regard?
Well, now you're like Steiny. I think they got action.
My hands, my shoulders are perked up a little more. Like, it's not just me, man.
From the Xfinity Mobile text line, Steiny, would you accept that Kyrie choked? No.
He was on lock.
No.
Yeah. Kyrie will tell you that.
Yeah.
And you haven't gotten over Kyrie if you think you have, the stuff that went on with Boston. I thought that was in his mentals, too.
It might have been.
Yeah, he wasn't as aggressive. I mean, last night to come out there and just kind of just be walking in the park, like, dude, put your staple on this thing.
Hey, you had talked to me before the show about something you wanted to get into. The beauty of working with you is I don't have to say, we'll do it at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Just because I remembered and we're going to do it now. You want to get into Angel Reese
I have
and Caitlin Clark.
We have to. So I love both players. Okay. I think they are, and they play different positions, but I think, tell me what you think, to the WNBA, they are Magic and Bird because of their rivalry that they had and started in college. So I've been fixated ever since this last women's NCAA tournament. But Steiny, 9 a.m., no other games on Sunday, Father's Day. Norm and I watched the Fever game, Clark against Reese. And I just got a problem with Angel Reese, which I believe was a hard foul. And I got friends trying to revoke my black card. Guess what? You can't. And I'm just like, a dirty foul. That was not a play on the ball. And I'm seeing talking heads, all walks of life, saying what they thought. That was a dirty-ass play. And then for Angel Reese to go to the podium and say, oh, some people get a special whistle. You just keep telling on yourself that you got a problem and you're jealous with Caitlin Clark. And why I'm mad at Caitlin is, the next time a joker hits you upside the head, I'm done with your teammates. You got to get up and do something. I'm not saying get up and be Rocky Balboa, but you got to let somebody know verbally or do something. And you know the art of fighting nowadays, and I'm not promoting violence, is get up because somebody's going to hold you. But quit saying, oh, the Leave It to Beaver thing. Oh, I mean, she got hit upside. That could have been a concussion. And Angel Reese to say to the podium again, my whole thing is, Angel, just say you're jealous of her. Who? Just say you feel like you're jealous of the attention that Caitlin Clark has garnered, and then I'll leave you alone. But quit going up there like Mother Teresa, acting like you didn't do anything. Steiny, she hit her upside the head. Lambeer would have been ran. And for the refs to say it was a flagrant one, miss me. But Caitlin, you gotta do. You gotta get up. You gotta say something. And she's taking the high road. But I'm like, okay, until a teeth gets or a tooth gets knocked out, when are you gonna do it yourself?
Well, I mean,
they're hating on you. And she's rookie of the year, and Reese is having a good year too. It's them two. But Caitlin, I believe, is the front runner for rookie of the year. But I just want her to stand up for herself. Because, no, her teammates aren't going to do it.
I mean, if you want my opinion, part of this is because she's a rookie. She's a rookie. She's played 15 games, so if she's been the victim of three or four flagrant fouls, she doesn't want to be looked at as a complainer about that or victimized in any way. Like, I'm not saying she shouldn't stick up for herself, but what I'm saying is if she starts to gently go down that road of, these guys are picking on me, and I am a victim.
Yeah.
Like,
but what if
nobody's
she just
like
isolated
her?
That play on Reese? What if it was just okay about that, and she didn't open it? Because to her credit, you're right. She hasn't done that, but I think it's hurting her.
What do you mean?
Like, for her to just focus on that foul I don't think it would sound or come off as if she's saying every game has been, she's been quiet. She's been a soldier.
So when the Warriors signed Jeremy Lin, it was Joe Lacob's call. He had gone to Harvard and he was from the peninsula.
All right.
And Joe Lacob brought him to the Warriors and Jeremy Lin made the team. But he wasn't ready for the NBA. He just wasn't at that time. He later became, he worked his butt off.
Yeah, Vince Lanity.
So here comes Jeremy Lin onto the Warriors, and every player on the Golden State Warriors is like, who's this guy? Oh, okay, I get why he's here.
Ooh.
We want to have an Asian American on the team. Okay, so you know what happens in the NBA? Mutual of Omaha, WNBA?
Yeah.
They go at him, and they punished Jeremy Lin, and they were physical with him, and they put him through the gauntlet. And you know what? He never said a word. He just kept playing, and I'm talking practicing. And at the end of the year, I'll never forget, it's one of the conversations I had with Monte Ellis. I said, let me ask you about Jeremy Lin. He goes, yeah. I said, I mean, did he earn some respect over the course of the... But Monte Ellis was like, absolutely. We went at that kid. He never cried. He never complained. He never da-da-da. He never felt sorry for himself. He took everything we gave him. And you know what? Maybe by doing that was a big reason why he ended up being a very good backup point guard in the NBA and a run as a starter where he was incredible.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's heavy. That's real. But again, I'm just like somebody's coming at me on the chat saying, Goose, she's not even the best on her team. I'm not saying she is. I'm saying she's leader for rookie of the year. My point is, Stoney, at some point, she's got to focus on the isolated incident. And I thought Angel Reese slapped her upside the head, and that was a cheap shot.
Well, I thought it was a flagrant foul.
That's what they called it.
It's a flagrant foul in the NBA. Anytime you make contact with the head, and it was, when I saw it, I was like, yeah, it's a flagrant foul. There's no argument there. Chucky's in Oakland wants to chime in on what you're talking about, Goo. Hey, Chucky.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Man, I always enjoy you guys' show, man. I appreciate both of you.
Talk to us.
And I've been listening, man. I just haven't been calling in. I wasn't going to call in today until Guru brought that conversation up, because you were talking about the conversation last week about Caitlin and Angel Reese. And Guru, man, I think you just putting too much on Caitlin Clark, man. I saw some footage, man, about them two. Do you know those two have history even before LSU and Iowa? They showed some footage about them playing. I can't recall what team Andrew was on and what team Caitlin was on, but it was way before when they met up at LSU and Iowa. And so they got a history, man. And the announcers didn't think that was an aggressive foul. As far as, you know, going like you saying, thinking that she did, it was a cheap shot. They just, like, Sonya dismissed, they thought it was like a flagrant foul. And so, I mean, they got history. These two girls got history. They've been competing against each other for a very long time, man. And I just hate, and I'm glad that your compadre, Sonny, don't comment on what you be saying, but you be putting the race card in and go ruin them, go ruin.
But listen.
But you be putting the race card in it, man.
Yeah. Let me respond, Chucky. It's not race. It's if that were your daughter, and what I'm seeing from my vantage point, I'm talking about Caitlin and the fouls. You got to check somebody. And I feel bad that she hasn't done that. She's not doing it yet. But at some point, Chucky, you got to send a message to these young ladies who I believe are all jealous of her. Okay, you do with that what you will. You got to check them, because nobody's going to do it for you. Her teammates, her coach, nobody's doing that. So when I see that play on a Sunday morning, sipping my mimosa, I'm like, Caitlin, you gotta let whoever it is, you gotta let them know you can't hit me upside the head and knock me in the stanchion, and that's okay. So, Chucky, it has nothing to do with race. It's about stand up for yourself, and that's the component that she's missing, Chucky.
I understand that. Of course, you're supposed to stand up for yourself, Guru. But at the same time, you have been making it, putting that race dialect in it. And I don't know if you guys listen. I'll be up early in the morning because I'll be in my truck.
Got
after the time my crew starts. But I'll be listening to LeVar Arrington, two pros and a cup of Joe. I think that's it.
Yeah.
And he did a real good take, man, on how the WNBA is trying to market Caitlin and Angel Reese, trying to make it seem like they the ones who built up the WNBA team and the WNBA league. And I truly agree with what he was saying, because we talking about 2 4-win teams. And trying to build them up like they all that. And so I just want to comment, man, that it's a bigger picture, man. They got history, man.
I got you.
Both competitors. Yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah.
Thanks, Chucky. Appreciate the call.
But, Stoney, because even when you were out, Evan and I talked about it. But what part am I making it about race? I've isolated this on that foul. And when she got checked by the other couple weeks ago, hip checked, and nobody did nothing for her. So I guess today I just felt like you got to stand up for yourself. That was my message.
Leaving the race issue to the side, yeah. I think you're missing a big point. And when I say you, I mean a lot of people. And it's this. Let me ask you this question. Do you think there's jealousy within the league over Caitlin Clark?
200%.
Okay, do you think it's possible that some of her teammates may be jealous
200%.
Of her? 200%. Okay, so do you acknowledge that maybe Caitlin Clark is dealing with a dynamic that, like, even Taurasi didn't deal with?
No. 200, 300%.
Okay.
Okay. She has done nothing to light
why you
that
keep,
match.
That's why you keep your mouth shut.
All right.
And you just take it And you, it doesn't mean you compete any less hard. In fact, you still try to stick it to him.
I think she's doing that too much to to hurt her, though, Stani. Like, that hit was... What did you think of that hit?
It's a flagrant foul.
Okay.
And now we move on.
And had that happened, if we've seen it, Chucky, and I'm talking to you too, Stani, in the NBA, somebody would have got up and just had some words. Like, you ain't hitting Draymond. And I'm not saying she's Draymond Green, but that was a... I mean, like, damn. You keep not, you keep turning the blind eye to that. That's going to keep happening. And I guess I'm in my feelings because she got checked the other time, that body check. And not one of her teammates did anything. But everything you just asked me, Stani, 300%, man. And if you're telling me, you know, she can't really do it because of the jealousy that she's not pushing and they're using her. If the league's using her, I get all that. But I got to give her credit for she's not saying, look at me, look at me, look at me.
So, LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball was on a terrible team like Caitlin Clark. And he had a quote-unquote bullseye on his back because of his dad and everybody thought he was entitled. It's like... When you come into the league and you get tested, like, I think actually if she starts to quote unquote lose it or she's, you know,
barking back.
Yeah, that means we got her. That's the way it's just like Draymond Green in a way. Like, Nurkic gets to go, you dummy. You dummy, I baited you into it. I think Caitlin Clark, I just, listen, it's kind of like pledging a sorority or a fraternity. It's like, you know, you're going to get hazed a little bit. You just are. That's just the nature. And if you cry about it, then they're going to try to do it more. Keep your mouth. Like, she's giving the appearance of, like, what's that thing called when you do that?
Shake the dust, dirt off your shoulder.
You know, she's dust like flicking off. Dust off the shoulders. Like, that's her way of handling
it. Again, who am I to feel sorry for her? But I'm just, she's not doing anything to market herself or make her brand look like she has privilege or she's been. It's the race card, which everybody is using in this situation. But I just isolated it down to that hit by Angel. And then Angel to get up there and have the audacity to say, well, she gets a better whistle. She didn't say her name. She said, some people get a better whistle. I'm like, damn, Angel, you ain't got, okay, I get it, okay. You out here bruising and doing it that way, okay. But like you said, maybe she's doing the Martin Luther King, this is my initiation. But
the other thing is,
I just like to see somebody check somebody like her teammates, because that's what I know I would do.
I mean, the one thing about basketball, and I always say it, it's like when we talk about racial stuff, there's a racial issue in basketball
and in life. And
what is it, Steiny? Well, guess what? I don't think he can say it on the radio, but there's more black players than white players. Okay, so when we have a great white player, it's more unusual. It's just different. And so that can both capture the attention of the fans and get the attention of teammates and opponents. It just is. You think, I was a Bird fan. You know how many people are like, he gets every call. Bird gets every single
call.
Isaiah
said about him, if he was a brother, he'd just be a regular dude.
Yeah,
regular
exactly.
Player. Like, that was like, damn.
Exactly.
Okay. And
so this is just basketball to me, in a way, policing itself. And yeah, there's some jealousy about Caitlin Clark.
And how high or how much attention she garnered in college. Right, Steiny?
Well, how much attention
women,
she's garnering now
and these black
on a last
women, I can see
team.
Looking at her like, this chick ain't all that, and you guys are pushing her down our throat like she's the great white hope.
Right.
But right now, it's her and Angel for Rookie of the Year, and I got her ahead of Angel. And I'm just keeping it real there, but a lot of people are like, goo, Angel got hit in the head. And maybe I missed that one. I'm not saying she's never, you know, hard foul has been committed on her. I'm just like, it's me, Stani, and I love how you just said, goo, she can't maybe right now. But I'm like, at some point, you got to get up.
Well, I absolutely
would. When somebody hard fouls you like that, I throw all that out the window, and I would tell my daughter, Milan, you got to get up and get in somebody's face. Because as soon as the bully knows that you can't just commit those fouls on me and I'm not going to say nothing, then I think it'll stop. That's just me, and I could be wrong.
The other part is there's a natural thing that's happening. And I'll compare Caitlin Clark to Bird. Okay, so Bird comes into the league and everyone's like, who the hell is this? Indiana State, he ain't no good. And guess what? He kept his mouth shut, he played a season, and he got everybody's respect. Mm. Plain and simple. Did Bird go fighting? Did Bird? No, he just played. And by the end of the year, white, black, everybody was saying, this guy can play. Then at that point, then at that point, you realize, and now he's making, he and Magic are making us all money. Mm. The fact of the matter is, if Caitlin Clark can keep her mouth shut, and I'm not saying she should or shouldn't. Yeah. I'm just saying I get why she isn't making a big deal out of it. Be tough, keep your mouth shut, be a professional, and eventually the league's going to realize that this woman, if this is the route she goes, is not only a great player, but she's going to make everybody money, and she's not a jerk or entitled. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number if you would like to jump into this conversation. I see some calls. We'll get to them on the other side. Every nap ends with me going, huh!
I was at the circa.
The Niwanka!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back.
Welcome back.
What's up?
Oh, hello. Yeah, we're talking Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. And this is, see, I'm kind of fascinated by this. So, I want to be clear. You're not going to win. I'm not going to win this argument. I'm not going to lose this argument. Goo has seen the way Caitlin Clark's getting played against and says, you know, it's time for her to stand up for herself, do something. And, you know, she's got to start demanding more respect. And if it's getting in somebody's face or something like that, she should do it. If she does it, I won't get in here and say she's wrong. I will not say that. All right. I will say I probably wouldn't have done it that way. And because, but I can only use the analogies I have. Okay, so what would this compare at all? Let's just say this. I'm from San Francisco years ago. Right. I'm a pretty good player. And I find myself in Sacramento and I'm playing pickup basketball in Sacramento.
All right.
But I'm from San Francisco.
24-hour on Laguna.
But, you know, a bunch of the guys know and eventually, everybody in the court knows, oh, it's that guy from San Francisco. That guy thinks that guy's supposed to be good, this, that, and the other thing. So now I'm playing in a pickup game in Sacramento, and what do you think's going to happen? I think they're going to give me whatever the Sacramento business is. I don't know what that is.
I got it, though.
I don't know what it is. But I think one of the parts of this that's different is the environment you're in. Okay, I'm in Sacramento. I'm going to take my bruises. I'm going to try to win three games and keep the court. And if and when I do that, when I come off the court, people will be like, that guy's tough. He can play. I think Caitlin Clark, like, she's in the WNBA. Like, she doesn't know anybody. Like, she doesn't know anybody. It's her first time. So she's in a strange, like, she just left college where she played for 4 years. Now she's in the pros. I just think there's something where she's got to put in some time first.
Yeah,
and that's the way I would handle it.
No doubt. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but again, I don't know why I went to fatherhood, but Stoddy, if I were her dad or her brother, I'd be like, you know what, just early on in this season, I've seen enough, young lady, and what really pisses me off, just as a person, is that her teammates, I feel like, did not have her back. And then Angel Reese, there was a couple weeks back when that body check happened, Angel Reese is clapping on the sideline like, damn, is it to that degree? Okay. And then after Sunday's game, what did Caitlin Clark say at the podium when asked about Angel Reese? I love what she's doing with her platform. All nice stuff. And then in the other presser, Angel Reese has let you know how she really feels about you, saying, oh, some people get a different whistle. So I would say, look, You're not here to make any friends. And right now, with how you blew up in college, there's some hating going on. That it happens everywhere. So now, what I thought was going to happen naturally, you pay your dues, you'll be accepted, yada, yada, yada. I don't think that's going slow now at a snail's pace, at a turtle's pace. We talked about turtles earlier. So I'm like, next time somebody hits me upside the head, Caitlin, get up and let somebody know that I'm not taking this no more. I'm not saying get ran, malice in the palace, but I do believe life is a mind game. Life is a movie, and you play your role. And right now you're playing the nice role, and hopefully it'll change. But at some point, you got to let somebody know, if this keeps happening, Stani, I'm not going for it.
Okay, and I would say, yeah, you know what she's doing? She's Steph Curry. Steph Curry didn't go at people. I've heard for 12 years how Steph Curry gets roughed up, overly physical against Steph Curry. He's never squared off with anybody. He's no less competitive than anybody else. But the way he chooses it is to keep his mouth shut. He keeps the receipts. He wins four titles. And then the respect becomes automatic. And I mean, I would probably, I would tend to go that way if for no other reason than I'm going to lose fights if that's what I do. Like, I'm going to get beat up.
But you can get respect in losing fights too, though, Stani. And again, you know,
I think Caitlin Clark is gaining respect and has gained respect for me anyway, watching kind of what's happened the first third of the year.
Yeah. And doing it the way you say she's doing it by. She's
doing it the way, like. Yeah.
But Gino Auriemma, he has nothing to do with anything. He was like, you know what? She needs to get faster. She needs to get stronger. Hey, that was his honest assessment. And okay, I'll give you that, Gino. But a lot of people are on Caitlin's neck like she's not doing anything in the league. And she's the leader for Rookie of the Year, her and Angel. And I would have her above Angel. So again, all I'm saying, and Chucky came at me, because again, Evan and I talked about this subject, Stani, and I know, and I can smell jealousy from a mile away or hate, and it's nothing. And the only reason I try to defend Caitlin is she's never said, look at me, I'm Billy Badass. It's like she was a victim of her own success coming out of college, and the women in the NBA, there's a target on her back.
Okay, let me use another comparison. She's this all-American girl, right? Supposedly.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. At the end of Larry Bird's career, we realized he was nasty.
Oh, no doubt.
The greatest trash talk.
That's what made him burn.
How do we know she's not like that? In fact, I'll bet you
I'm not saying she's not. Okay. I would just like to see that a little sooner. You might have to break that out, Caitlin, a little sooner than later. Or maybe when you feel you need to.
No, what I'm saying is maybe that's the backlash she's getting, is because she is a chirper.
She is
a chirper. And like when they get, because she, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, I think there's a million different ways to look at it.
They have some clips of Caitlin giving people in college to the business.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, like, hey, goo. Yeah, and I'm not saying she's perfect or she doesn't do any of that, but when you come to a new league with all the fanfare that you got in that hoopla, and you've brought me in, Stani, you've brought me in, Angel too, it's just like, man, I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't see this. That's all.
Well, and what's happening to Caitlin Clark happens all the time in sports and real life. Right. When a newcomer comes into a different environment, and some people want to put the person in their place.
Yeah.
Let's go to Q is in Charlotte.
Q.
Hey, Q, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can't. Neither of you are wrong. I do think that she needs to stick up for herself, though, because, I mean, these women get their 15 minutes of fame every time they touch her, every time they hit her, and it's like, if anything could happen, like if she gets seriously injured, now what? You know, they hit her, she gets hurt, can't play the next couple games because these women are hitting on her and she's not sticking up for herself and her teammates aren't.
Yeah. So
if no one's there for her, if she's not there for herself, anything could happen. But these women are getting their 15 minutes of fame, like Trinity Clark, like, or Carter, whatever her last name is. No one really knew who she was before she put her hands on Caitlin Clark. So it's like these women are getting their 15 minutes of fame, but why stop if she's not going to do anything for herself?
Mm-hmm. Interesting, Q. I actually hadn't thought of that. That they say no publicity is bad publicity. So
Little Richard,
if was he the one that did that?
Well, he said when they stop talking about you, that's when it's a problem.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you. Okay. Listen. If Caitlin Clark gets flagrantly fouled tomorrow night and gets up and slugs somebody, I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to say that probably wasn't smart because she's going to get suspended. Yeah. But if she sticks up for herself in a way, depending on that way, I don't think I'm going to be like, wow, did she make a big mistake? Right. And she's only going to make... She's not going to make a mistake. She's just going to retaliate, which is a natural human reaction.
No doubt. And let me add this, because a lot of people are, and I mentioned Ms. Brink to you in L.A., who's having a great rookie season. But, Steiny, we talked earlier about Duvall and what we perceive to be the reality of how he communicates or doesn't communicate with his teammates and, you know, if they take it the wrong way. And you're right. We don't know. But I just share with you, you know, what I think I see. Caitlin, this is where I'm most disappointed in this. I don't care what color Caitlin is in this sense. When your rookie gets hit or your high-priced rookie gets hit or body checked, and there's not one person on your team that comes and to defend you, that's why I fool in love with love Draymond Green. Because that wouldn't go down with the Charles Oakleys or the Xavier McDaniels or the Rodmans. Those, you... So she doesn't even have that. So then I wonder, well, damn, is the jealousy among her peer, her own teammates? And that's where I feel like I don't like this story. That ain't cool. So I could be wrong, but I haven't seen anybody step up for her. So that's why I'm like, you know what? Forget that, because that ship ain't coming. You got to do it yourself when you feel like you need to.
Maybe. I mean... Again, I'm just trying to put myself in the spot. If I'm Caitlin Clark and I feel like the team doesn't have my back, well, that's where I'm going first, saying what am I doing that's a turnoff, basically. What am I doing? That's a whole different
hornet's nest.
But that starts the process of...
But I could be wrong, and I allow myself to be. But, Steiny, if you don't want... Maybe she tackles that at the end of the season. Because if you do that now and that gets out, you'll never have them to have your back. All hell will break loose. Now it's you against the opponent. And Angel Reese, and a lot of people, Steiny, hey, that was a play on the ball. Pops, that was a play on the ball, son. All right. Really?
I don't think we can dismiss that she's on a terrible team. Wow. And maybe one of the reasons that they're not very good is because they're not a team, really. They don't have great chem. I don't know. I don't follow it. But I try to allow for every circumstance that I can imagine within reality. And that's one that I come up with is, you know, maybe they're just not... sense of teamwork that the coach hasn't fostered. And I know you could say, Steiny, how long do you have to play basketball? Then really, you got to stick up for a teammate. I got you. That's why to me this is fascinating, because I'm not saying one way is better than the other. I can only think of it how, well, what would you do in that spot, man? And I gave you my answer. Let's go to Priest.
Our guy.
Priest is in Palo Alto. What's up, Priest? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, you guys.
What's up, baby?
I've been watching this league since its inception. I'm a huge fan of the W. I watch all the teams. And this rookie class is second to none that I've seen. What's going on here is there's a dynamic, a phenomenal dynamic where this Caitlin Clark has got a spotlight on her. A huge spotlight. Everybody's watching. The problem is 95% of the people watching her have no clue about this league. No clue. Because if you think she's being targeted, you need to expand your vision on the league. Cameron Brink gets drilled because she's in the paint. Angel Reese has been hit three times harder than Caitlin Clark, and she gets doubled. I'm telling you, I've seen Angel Reese get hit by Alyssa Thomas, grabbed by the neck, and just slammed to the ground twice on two straight possessions. I'm saying what's happening is when I hear people say that this league is jealous of Caitlin Clark, I know they don't watch the league. I know they don't watch the league. They don't like any of them, these rookies. Mm. She's just got a spotlight on her that everybody sees everything that happens to her because they don't watch the league. So what happens is when she gets hit, it hits social media. That same weekend that she got hip checked, and it set the social media on fire throughout the country, divided the country. Do you know Angel Reese got grabbed by the neck and thrown by Alyssa Thomas? Is like Charles Oakley in the W. Alyssa Thomas would knock out most men. And they were battling. Angel Reese was giving her the business. And she just got tired of it and just slammed her. And they came back down and slammed her again. And Angel Reese couldn't even get up. They threw Alyssa Thomas out of the game. Threw her out of the game. That's how bad it was. And so I'm saying, and it never hit social media. Angel Reese has a following that doubles and on social media that doubles Caitlin Clark's. Angel Reese has been popular since college. When she came to LSU, she was like that. She's on social media. They follow her. And so when they were playing, when they won that championship, they were like the Beatles, man. Everywhere they went, sold out. For her to be her and Caitlin Clark been playing against each other since high school. They know each other well. There might be a little bit of, you know, hey, man, what's going on? All right, you know, but Angel Reese was at the Met Gala. This girl is huge.
Right.
So I'm just saying, people, they're ignorant of the whole dynamic between what's going on in the W. This stuff has been going on forever. Ever.
Well, Priest, let me say this before you go.
Thanks, Priest.
Yeah. I was going to just tell him,
Priest, that was great stuff. Yeah. Really, truly great stuff.
If and I didn't see all that on Angel Reese. If he's correct, there's no doubt Angel Reese is feeling some type of way of, what about when I got thrown to the ground umpteen times and it ain't leading off SportsCenter or what have you? I would feel some type of way if, okay, here comes a hip check on Caitlin Clark and now it's making its rounds on the socials. I would feel some type of way.
Of course. And what, like, this is the point of the debate is Priest makes a call and I'm thinking, huh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to start looking for that. But like it doesn't, that particular aspect of it doesn't change like anything I've said about what I might or might not do. And I never said, oh, Caitlin Clark's being targeted.
And neither did Priest. He didn't address it from a Caitlin Clark standpoint. But
I mean, LaMelo Ball was targeted. I saw Jeremy Lin targeted, if that's what you want to call it. So I get exactly what Priest is saying.
But now I know more now, Stani, that is a head scratcher. Hey, why I didn't see Angel Reese's hard foul that got committed on her more than I see the Caitlin Clark stuff.
Hey, Evan, you said, you know, that's starting to be.
I love it. Me and my boy Relaford do it. Yeah.
Anyway, yes. So in the middle of Priest call, I got in Evan's ear and I said, I said, this is really good.
Yeah.
And Evan, you saw the whole play that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this happened 2 weeks ago. Chicago Sky was playing Alyssa Thomas's team. And not once, not twice, but three times, Alyssa Thomas basically just like just bullies Angel Reese. Like one time she actually I think all three times she threw her to the ground. First time was kind of like they're wrestling for a rebound, might have been a basketball play. Second one, she throws an inadvertent elbow, kind of catches her. Reese stands on the ground for a little bit, looks around, no call. And then the third one, finally, Reese basically muscles her out of the way, like gets position for the rebound, and Thomas just has enough with her and throws her to the ground and gets ejected for it. So, and Angel Reese didn't complain about any of these.
Right.
Like, she didn't say anything to the ref. She just got up and got back on defense. She didn't get in the face of Alyssa Thomas. And that's an OG in the league. Like, so, to Priest's point, that's whatever, Barkley, Rob, you know, whatever, going after the Rook, and the Rook not doing anything. And so, it's actually the exact same situation as Angel Reese with Caitlin Clark, except we blow up the Caitlin Clark situation, man. And we don't blow up the Angel Reese situation, and everyone gets mad that Caitlin Clark is, quote, not standing up for herself, when Angel Reese could have, quote-unquote, stood up for herself, but didn't, because that's the veteran player in the league welcoming you to the league. Yeah. I think a lot of people are just getting introduced to, and I am myself, I didn't realize how damn physical this league is. Like, you watch any game, all of these things happen all the time. I just don't think, as men specifically, we're accustomed to watching these women be as physical with each other, and it is a little misogynistic, it is a little sexist, but our eyes are finally being open, and I think they're being open because we perceive this, I don't know if it's, you know, white woman or woman who is, you know, a little smaller than the rest, being quote-unquote bullied, when it happens to literally every other player.
And I would apologize right now, and I will, Stoney, to Angel Reese, because now I feel like more than ever, and for Evan to describe how that went down and her not complain, it's like, who the hell are you guys? So that's what she meant in her post-game presser. Some people get special, you know, she was called it like she sees it, but I hadn't seen that. So,
I mean, to me, that's great information, but like when we were talking about Caitlin Clark.
On how to handle it.
Or, okay, that's a flagrant foul, and I'm trying to imagine the situation she's in and why she's acting the way she is. And I keep coming back to, you know, she is a rookie in the league. You got, like, smart people know when they're a rookie, they gotta kind of pay their dues. And now I know that Caitlin Clark is paying her dues one way, and Angel Reese has to pay her dues also. And you know what? It sounds to me like Angel Reese is, like Evan said, handling it exactly like Caitlin Clark's handling it, which is to try to downplay it or just not give it more life.
Yeah, but the double standard, it sounds like, is when Caitlin gets fouled, it's plastered everywhere.
No doubt.
And then when Reese gets fouled, it's under the doormat.
Of course, but with it, yes, and that's important. But within the confines of the league, they both are, to me, it looks like they're handling the situation the same way. And I kind of would try to do what both of them are doing, too. Good stuff, Priest.
It also does highlight, I'm going to just go ahead and say it, like, how soft the NBA is. I'm serious. Like, you don't see those kind of plays that often in the NBA, and when we do, we jump on them, or we blow them up. Like,
because we used to, Evan.
Well, no, so I hadn't seen the flagrant foul from Reese on Clark until this morning, but when you guys sent in the chat last night, and you were talking about how, I don't know if it was, you know, vicious or if it was, you know, physical, whatever, I thought it was like, oh my God, like, she killed her. She took her block off. When I saw the foul, it's like, I've seen that tons of times.
You're talking about Reese's.
Yeah, the one on Clark.
That's a flagrant foul, and then you move on.
Right. I agree. Mm. I mean, I saw it, and my first thought was, yeah, that's a flagrant foul. That's a flagrant. Any contact to the head's a flagrant.
A flagrant one.
All right, now
but
we got
a girl got ran. Okay. Alyssa did it on Angel Reese. It says she got ran.
Did she do it on purpose? Angel Reese? Nobody. Who knows? No.
She said she was going for the ball.
Of course.
And that's why she was lightweight irritated on, you know.
I think it's kind of the same when we see women's soccer players play as physical as the men.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Why?
Because I'm watching my daughter play, and one of her assets is her physicality.
Yeah.
And I feel like she gets penalized for it.
Do you tell her that?
We don't talk about the games.
Well, that's for different reasons.
I can't stand that, tell you the truth. It's a great point.
But real quick, 16-5-6. Those are Caitlin Clark's numbers, and a lot of people are telling me they're rookie of the year. I'm just saying she's in it.
By the way, neither of them can make a shot. They're both shooting like 30. One's shooting 37. One's shooting a little lower, I believe.
See Clark's turnover totals?
Now that's
5.5.
She needs to see Handy.
5.5 per game.
Handy's available. Get with him.
God, she just can't stop channeling her inner Steph Curry.
I'm not a system player.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's continue with this. I see Hex and Ray in San Francisco. We also can get into some more NBA Finals talk. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer today.